You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is out until Friday. Get your feet on the floor, jumpstart your day with your boys on this hump day Wednesday. What's going on, Edward?
Not a whole lot. Just enjoying the break in the cold. Today was a little balmy. 27 degrees, felt much better.
What?
Ben has been.
Huh? Feels better.
It's a little better. Yeah. Well, people say they would miss a change of seasons. Sure you would.
You say you would or you wouldn't?
No, this is, to all the people, you know, I would miss a change of seasons. You mean you miss bad weather?
Yes, basically.
Ice, cold,
I could take change of seasons from 90 to 60.
Yeah.
That's it for me. How about the car? This is the time of the year, I don't know about you, but this is the time of the year where that monthly car wash thing that you have works more than any time, more than the summer. I can wash my car almost every other week in the summer.
Yeah.
Just clean out the inside.
I washed my car this weekend. You got to see it. It looks like it's gray.
Uh-huh, I know.
It's covered. I just washed it 2 days ago.
You probably have to wash it maybe, I think if it's not actually snowing or raining, Ed, from, I would say, December to March, I go to the car wash at least twice a week. Because I have one of those monthly things. Where, you know, I go at least twice a week. And because it looks awful.
You can't see out the windows. They get so dirty. Anyway.
You know what I realized Sunday? Mm-hmm. I did not take anything with me to Bel Air for snow.
Really?
Mm-mm. I realized it. I didn't realize the snow.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, I got to get the snow off my vehicle. I don't have anything because I normally leave it at the house. I don't keep it in my vehicle. I mean,
why?
Because I'm at home when.
What if you're out at dinner and it snows?
It's not going to be that much snow. It's what the overnight thing does, man. I mean, I'm at dinner for 2 hours. It's not enough snow. I can brush that off myself.
Anyway, okay.
So now, you know, I had to go get something for the snow. I had nothing. I don't need too much of the shovel stuff because I don't have, I have one step up to my, I don't really have a porch. It's a flat, one step up, flat area. Yeah. So there's no salt for that because the flat area is an overhang. So the snow doesn't get up there. And the driveway is all dirt and gravel.
Yeah.
So what am I shoveling? So I'm good with that. I just need something for the 4Runner, man. I didn't want to be that guy when I pulled off Sunday. You know the guy. The brushes, the snow.
Oh,
Yeah, see, you already knew.
There's a bunch of them driving around.
Yeah, you already knew.
Because then it froze after that snow, and then big chunks of like snow with ice on them were coming off people's cars because they didn't like brush off the top of it. It wasn't like that giant trucks either, it was sedans.
Yeah.
Just brush the top of your car off.
I always had a problem with that, but you know when I really personally had a problem with that? Years ago, I was coming here to work, and snow blew off the top of someone's vehicle. Mm-hmm. And it hit my windshield so hard, I heard a thud. Fortunately, it didn't break. I heard the boom. And I don't know whether the snow was so heavy or maybe some ice mixed in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it hit my windshield, and that always chapped my ass. But that day, I realized how dangerous it was.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember. It happened in Nisi. Came off a tractor trailer, hit her windshield, and I think it broke it. But she had us to pull over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get it off.
Yeah.
Get it off of your vehicle. Hopefully, we don't have to have this conversation too many more times this year about what to do in snow. I hate snow. I hate cold weather.
Well, winter hasn't begun yet, so.
Yeah, remind me. Remind me. Saw a really good, I don't watch much NBA, but that Knicks-Spurs game last night was good. Victor Wembanyama is illegal. He should be, I hope his body is okay because when you're 7'4", you know, a lot of bad things can happen at 7'4" when you're athletic. But if he stays healthy, he's going to be fun to watch. He was a whole show last night by himself. Knicks, of course, win the cup. How you feel as a Knicks fan? They win the cup. Yay?
Oh, yeah, I'll take any victory. I'm just happy they're good. And apparently they are. So I think it's going to be a good season. I think, they're going to put the banner up in Madison Square Garden?
Well, I'm okay with that. You know why? Because the NBA wants to make the cup a thing. So if the league is saying make it a thing, but yet you don't hang a banner, you're saying, well, we're not making it a thing.
Yeah.
So I get what people are saying. It's only a cup. It's not an NBA final, but to win the league. Number one, they're putting that much money front for you to win it. They're trying to make it a thing. And I give the players credit. Well, I don't even want to give them credit. Well, I might give them credit for going to work. I'll back off. What'd you do last night?
I do last night. I just had dinner with Filippo. Just met a friend. Had some food, a bottle of wine. It was nice. Just, you know, then I just came in, hit the computer, see what's going on with today and any more trades, anything with the Ravens. That's about it.
What is your favorite wine?
Oh, boy. What do you mean? Grape?
Yeah, like Pinot Noir.
I like Pinot Noir a lot. I had less of the Sicilian version. And then I like good, deep Cabernets.
Like, you're a cab guy?
So they're almost chewy, yeah.
I'm a Pinot Noir guy.
I like Pinot Noir.
I don't like white wine. I don't know if there's a white wine that I like. I don't know if there is. White wine gives me a headache.
Really?
Yeah.
Gives me, the way around.
Gives me a headache. I saw something last night. I tried something last night. I took a picture of it, Ed. I didn't send you a picture. Have you ever had Basil Hayden Subtle Smoke?
No, I've seen the bottle. No.
Oh, my gosh. It is really, it's the best Basil Hayden.
Really?
And you know I love Basil Hayden.
Yeah.
Let me say this first. There's not a Basil Hayden that I don't like other than rye because I don't like rye.
I had that dark rye. It's very good.
Really?
The Basil Hayden.
The Subtle Smoke is appropriately named because the smokiness sneaks up on you in the back of your buds.
Really?
In the back of your palate, yeah. You drink it, you don't taste it, and after a while, oh, okay, now I get it. As it's going down, you got to check it out.
They got a bunch. They got the dark rye in the red cask, I think. Did you make toast? Is that there?
The toast is my favorite.
Is it?
It was my favorite until this. This toast has to move over to second place. My favorite of the Basil Hayden, not my favorite.
No.
Bourbon.
What's the toast like?
The toast is kind of like, for me, it gives you kind of a caramel, a little bit flavor, toasty flavor, almost like toasted marshmallows almost.
Really?
Yeah, not that sweet, but it gives you that kind of bite to it. Yeah. I'm a bourbon connoisseur, so is Ed. Yeah, but it's toast is great. You never had the toast?
No.
I got it. Come on to the house. I got a bottle.
I'm gonna check. I need to tell you.
I don't have the Subtle Smoke yet, but come to the house.
I tend to buy the same stuff, and I say, I grabbed it, then I didn't get it.
Yeah, that's right. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Oh, the Caps are struggling. Ed's going to tell you all about it at 7 o'clock when he does the hockey. But on the other side, Mike Rabel coming to town for Sunday Night Football, 7-3 against the Ravens as head coach. Do you think he has the Ravens' number? Or can you say the same thing about Mike Tomlin? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
6:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Until Joe sent this out last night, I did not realize Mike Rabel was that dominant against the Baltimore Ravens. Number one, I didn't realize that we faced Rabel 10 times.
Right.
I guess this count all the playoff appearances and all of that. He's 7-3 against the Baltimore Ravens. I didn't see that coming. If you'd have said to me, Mike Rabel's faced the Ravens 10 times, number one, I'd be like, that's a lot. What's his record? 5-5, maybe 4-6. I thought best case scenario he'd been 500. 7-3? Jeez. You know that took me down a rabbit hole, right?
Oh, that's taking me down a rabbit hole now.
So who are the great coaches in John Harbaugh's era? Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin.
He's 22. Yeah. Tomlin's 22-17 against the Ravens.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is 7-4 against the Ravens.
Pete Carroll? Do you have
Pete Carroll's the only face one time, he and Harbaugh.
Really?
0-1.
Oh, wow.
He beat Carroll. Remember that the game we went out there and whipped him. And don't forget Bill Belichick, who's 7-3 against the Ravens. So Harbaugh has, other than Pete Carroll, losing record against all, well I don't know all because I may be missing somebody, but the top coaches that I can think of off the top of my mind, off the top of my head, he has a losing record against all of them except Pete Carroll. You want to count Jim Harbaugh as a great coach? I'm sure he has a winning record against Jim. I don't think Jim Harbaugh's ever beaten him, has he?
No. Yeah. No. Regular season or Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's got to be tough.
He's got a national championship in Michigan.
John Harbaugh's got a Super Bowl against him.
That's true.
He ain't going to one up him on that one. Hey, John, I got this. Yeah, I got this against you. What does that tell you about that? You know, the fact that they struggled against the better coaches during that time. Does that tell you anything? Or just say that?
Not really, I would think. I don't know if they struggled or not. Because, you know, every game, I think about some of the games they lost to, you know, like Belichick, Lee Evans, Cundiff, same game, you know, all the mystery. There were some games, it was like, wow, how'd they blow that? I don't know if it's a coaching issue. Having two, like, 14-point leads against Pittsburgh. Was it Pittsburgh or New England?
New England.
New England that came back, right?
Wasn't it both? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as Mike Vrabel, I can remember a lot of those games, and it seems to me it is an out-coaching issue. I think Mike Vrabel has his number.
He might.
I do. I think two guys have his number, Mike Vrabel and Mike Tomlin lately. Especially Vrabel, though. Vrabel seems to bring out – his team seemed to bring out the worst in the Ravens.
The Titans were always frustrating for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just seem like they just have John Harbaugh's number. I don't know what he gets out of character. Them and the Chiefs. He gets out of character against the Chiefs a lot, too, where you go against the AFC Championship game, not running the football. It just seemed like he gets out of character against those teams. Sort of like Brian Billick used to against the Colts. I used to think when Brian Billick coached this team, the Colts brought out the worst in us.
Yeah.
Some of the ugliest things in this team.
That happened. Rainy, cold game.
Yeah.
We lose anyway.
Or the game in which we just couldn't stop. I think they had 28 points at the end of the first quarter. It was a primetime game. And I remember having to do that because Bob Trumpy. A big, big Ravens hater anyway because he left Cleveland, remember? Yeah. But he hated him for leaving Cleveland. And he was doing that game. And I was working for Westwood One Radio. And that's when I first started. I was just a spotter then. And I was his spotter. And I remember how much he was reveling in it during the commercial breaks. The things he was saying about, oh my gosh, the things he was saying about Baltimore, man.
Damn.
And I'm like, why do you hate Baltimore? We didn't move the team. He had a disdain for Baltimore for accepting a football team.
So we have like lined up at the border and not let them in? It's ridiculous.
Lined up at the border and not let them out. You got a correction for us, Joe? You got a correction for us?
The Ravens actually lead the series against Vrabel.
Okay, what is it then?
3-2.
3-2.
Okay, what I was looking at was including him being a player.
Oh.
It was him as a coach and as a player.
Oh. There we go. So the Ravens are 3-2 against the Titans.
Yes.
All right.
Might have been a losses that are included when he was linebacker's coach linebacker's coach and defensive coordinator for the Texans.
Look at the camera, Ed. 10-2.
How'd they do against Vrabel?
They do against Vrabel. They do pretty good. They're 3-2 against Mike Vrabel. And they come into Baltimore as the Patriots. This is Mike Vrabel's first shot against the Ravens as a coach of the Patriots.
Yeah.
I like this Patriots team. I like them. They're fun to watch, man. I guess I'm a Drake Mayo fan. Drake May. I'm a big fan.
He's really made quite the entrance into the NFL.
Yes, he has. 410-583-1057. My man, Manny in Essex. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm very busy. I couldn't call you a while. But the Titans were back in the day when Eddie George was there. That's when we had a good Titans team. Vrabel couldn't. I don't remember him beating us, never. But listen, we'll be okay. We're going to put Mayo back in his place, put him back in the rookie status, and show him where and the real NFL teams are.
Who
his record
say?
Is fake.
They're going to put May back in rookie status?
Mayo. In rookie status. Yeah, rookie, yes.
All right.
Listen. Is a flaw with all the not good teams. Look who he played. His division was weak. I mean, he has a lot of wins that, for me, they don't show all things. Lamar's back right now. He's healthy. I think he's looking better. He's running the ball better. He's throwing the ball more. We're going to put Mayo back in his place, and the score's going to be 35-3. We're going to smash him 35-3. Mark that down, and next time I call you, let me know the score.
If you call me, you let me know the score. Tell me to let you know the score. Let's see, hear their scores. They started off the season against Buffalo. They lost, but they scored 31 points. Then they scored 33. Then they scored 26, 27, 28, 24, 32, 31, 25, 23, 42. Then they lost 21-14 to the Steelers. Then they scored 33 and they lost. So the lowest point total looks like 13. That's actually the start of the season. They started the season losing to, I got it reversed, losing to the Raiders. So the lowest point total was the first game of the season. They had 13 to the Raiders, 20-13. Things weren't clicking. Drake May threw the ball 46 times, way too many attempts. It was the most attempts in the entire season. He was 30 of 46, too many attempts. He still completed 65% of them with a passer rating of 80. But he has been an outstanding quarterback. I like him. This year, he is leading the league, completing 71% of his passes for over 3,500 yards, 23 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions. His air yard average is over 9, and his passer rating is 109.1.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the season, huh?
For the season, man. And put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
I know they've been playing a schedule that's not that good, but when you win that schedule that's not that good, what do you want me to say? You don't apologize for beating bad teams. You apologize for losing to them.
Yeah, I mean, you're beating an NFL team. This is on your schedule. So, he's, you know, it's odd. It's, you have a guy who's, you'd be rookie of the year, could be the MVP.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't win. Last year, he was meh.
Yeah.
Passer rating was 88. Completion percentage was 67. That's not bad. 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. But for some reason, you got a defensive head coach comes in. It turns the quarterback into what looks like a franchise quarterback. I like Drake May. 410-583-1057 is the number. Has all the recent injuries proven that an 18-game regular season for the NFL is a bad idea? If that's all, is that what you need proof for, then you should have known a long time ago. But Adafi Owe has excelled in L.A. Why was he such, almost looked like a bust here in Baltimore? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Third and 10. Godrick a block. Here comes Owe. Down goes Mahomes. It's a sack back at the 18. It's the third Charger sack.
First of all, thank you very much to the folks at Media Star Promotions for the Christmas card they sent us.
That always individually signed by everybody.
Always looking out for us over there, man. Thank you very much, Karen and
everybody
and staff.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's kind of cool.
I will first off start this segment by saying I agree with John Harbaugh. I am proud of our fan base on Sunday Night Football because we represent in a major, major way. I think we do Sunday Night Football better than most. I do. The crowd is different. There seems to be a darkness that falls over the screen when Sunday Night Football is in Baltimore, more so than Monday Night Football. I enjoy Sunday Night Football better here than Monday Night Football.
I do too. I enjoy, basically enjoy it better anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's a football day.
It's just seems, you know what? That's what it is. Not Thursday, not Monday. Sunday's a football day.
NFL has owned Sunday forever.
Now, I'll say this also. Voila. That's what Adafi always said when he went to L.A. Voila. How do you have no sacks in five games, but have 7 sacks in 9 games?
I don't know what happened out there, unless it's just the way the defense is structured, where he has more help, or, you know, taking attention away from him. But it's really, it's so noticeable. Because, you know, they've basically given up on him.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah.
Threw him out. You know what you said you don't know what happened. You know what he says, don't you?
I don't know what happened.
He says he feels like he can be himself out there.
You be me.
So was he overcoached here? Did you take a guy who had what? He had no sacks his last year at Penn State, right? Am I right? No sacks?
No. Right.
So did you take a guy who could not get a sack his last year in college and then bring him in, overcoach him? And then Jim took him out there and said, hey, man, unleash him and let him run. Let him eat. Because that's what he looks like now. He looks good out there.
He does look good out there.
Remember they said he only had one move? Where did he get other moves from?
I don't know. Where did he get them from?
It's depressing.
Yeah.
Because you need a pass rusher. You know what pass rusher you need? The one you traded to L.A.
Yes. That's a fact, man. It's because if you had somebody like this, the guy we had who was like this, I mean, what a difference. But this is pretty stark.
It is.
I got to say, it's pretty stark.
7-9 games, Ed.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you. You've seen what Gilman has done here. Has that trade worked out for both teams?
Yeah, I'd say yeah. Because we weren't getting this out of OA, and Gilman has actually, he's played well. This last game, he played very well.
When you put it that way, it has worked out for both teams, but can I add a twist to it?
Sure.
If you would have gotten that OA here, you wouldn't have needed Gilman.
But we couldn't.
So it works out yeah. only because we couldn't get that out. Is this a coaching problem?
It might be.
Man, it might be.
Might be. Because that was a discussion a long time, bringing guys in, teaching them, you know, hand fight. That's what they brought, you know, the pass rushing specialist for exactly that reason.
Smith.
Yeah, tough name to remember.
Chuck Smith.
Yes.
You know, that's tough, man.
That's a tough one.
Two syllables.
Yeah. But I'm looking at always second. Second. In sacks on the Chargers. Damn. And that's the team that has a lot of sacks. It's not like it's, you know, they're at the bottom of the barrel. 40 sacks. So, I mean, that's
I hope they re-sign him. He makes a lot of money and becomes one of the game's premier pass rushers. Because I like him. Personally, I like him. And not just to make the Ravens look bad, just because I like the kid.
Yeah.
I thought the kid was a good football player. We just couldn't get it out of him. That's a problem. That's a big problem. That's a coaching problem. I mean, this is not an organization that's really known for that either, for letting guys go and having those guys go on the greener pastures. Normally, when they let a guy go here, he doesn't really have it.
He'll have it for 1 year, maybe.
Yeah. But he doesn't go on and do what he's doing.
Like what Kruger did when he left. He was good, and then he kind of just fell off the page.
Yeah. But if you remember, his last year he was good. Here he was good.
Yeah, he was. That's what he got paid.
So he only became more of what he was here.
Yeah.
Always the opposite. Always true, like, you ain't getting nothing. We literally got nothing from him in 5 games. No sack. Here is stat line against for the Ravens. Game number 1. 1 tackle. 1 quarterback hit. Game number 2 against Cleveland. 1 tackle. 1 assist. 2 quarterback hits. Game number 3 against Detroit. 2 tackles. 2 quarterback hits. Game number 4 against Kansas City. He had 5 solo tackles, no quarterback hits. And game number 5 against Houston, 1 tackle, 1 assist, no quarterback hits. So he didn't have a quarterback hit in each of his last 2 games here in Baltimore. He gets traded there. A week later against Miami, he had 2 more quarterback hits, and all of a sudden he gets sacks in his, what week was that he got his first sack? His first week he got his first sack.
Yeah, it was big news.
His first game, yeah. They played 1 game there against the sack, and we all thought, yeah, that's 1 game. 9 games later, 8 games later,
yeah,
he had played 9 games and had 7 sacks. I wish you the best, Odafe Owe. However, now that makes me wonder if that's the same problem with Mike Green. That make you wonder?
It's made me wonder for years, actually, and before this happened. I couldn't understand why. Because their pass rush has been so oddly poor. I mean, you know, when the McDonald's here, they were getting a lot of sacks with different blitz packages.
Schematics.
It was all scheme. And because when I watch them rush, like, they seem like below average as far as winning their one-on-one battles.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a coaching thing, because it's not all physical skill, because that's why you see guys who are, you know, like Doomerville, you know, a guy who's like 5'11". That can take somebody on who's 6'6" and 320. Like, it's about leverage. It's about technique. It's a lot of different things.
Doomerville will get his chest parallel to the ground to get under you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's just tremendous balance. You know what the Ravens pass rushers look like? I don't know how much of Martin you used to watch, but there's a scene in Martin where Martin is trying to get by a big guy. This guy's huge. And Martin gets up against him and pushes him and like, you're strong, bro. Can't move him.
Yeah.
That's what our pass rushers look like. Yeah. They get up against the offensive line and like, you're strong, bro. They can't get around him. They can't get through him. It's almost comical, but pitiful at the same time. And then you got this guy who goes on and all of a sudden, what is it? They just whisper something in his ear. Hey,
well, it's funny because, and I don't know if this was just a fluke or what, or this, I have to tell this story though. I was at camp and I was watching drill, because I always watch the pass rushing drill. I watch the linebackers and D-backs. I'm watching him, Owe, practice a spin move. He would execute it and end up in front of the blocker.
You told me that before.
I tell you, like, that's not how it works. Like, you got to spin your way around him, around one of his shoulders. He would spin and be face to face with the offensive player. I'm like, somebody's got to correct that, because he's not doing that right. I just wonder if something like that happened with it. You know, he just wasn't quite getting it, and they just, you know, like, you, all of a sudden you have a breakthrough in your golf swing, and somebody tell you, do this. Just step back a half a foot,
and then,
oh, there you go. It's like, yeah, the light goes on. I wonder if that happened to him.
Hey, Joe, you know who I'm hoping this doesn't become? A different sport. Jake Arrieta. I'm hoping this doesn't become Jake Arrieta.
Yeah.
Please, God, don't
like
let
always
this
defensive player of the year.
Oh, yeah. Leads the league in sacks. You know what I mean? Starts, you know, it goes into the category, one of the best pass rushers in the game. And you look back and say, well, they just didn't let him do this move.
Yeah.
Mm. Ed does the hockey at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, has all the recent injuries proven that the NFL needs to leave the scheduling alone? 17 is more than enough. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Caps are struggling. Ed Norris does the hockey at 7 o'clock, but right now, lots of injuries. And let me ask you this. Are there more injuries this year, or is it more noticeable because in 1 week Micah Parsons and Patrick Mahomes went down?
I think that's what it is. I mean, because literally two of the biggest names in the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, to go down the same weekend. there was, and then because it seems like a lot of prominent Devontae Adams.
Yeah,
you know, just a lot of big names.
Tyreek Hill. You know, like, mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's what it is. I think the names of the guys are so recognizable. Who's the
Lamar's been out. Lamar missed time.
Who's the little guy in Arizona?
Kyler Murray.
He goes down. All these names. So I don't think the NFL is facing more injuries, in my opinion, now, unless you give me data on that. I think you get bigger names right now. And the fact that two of them happened in 1 week, almost moments apart, I think that's what got everybody's attention.
Yeah, I think so, too, because it did seem like it was bang-bang. Like, you know, and Mahomes, of course, was the big one. Because then his injury has changed the way people view the Chiefs dynasty now. Not that it didn't happen, but like that it's over. Because you don't think he's coming back next year.
I don't think he'll be back. I asked you this question. I'm going to throw it out there to the listeners. Does Andy Reid come back next year?
There's a chance that Mahomes misses most of next year, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Does Andy Reid come back next year? Kelsey's probably going to walk away. Mahomes is probably gone for the greater part of a year. You know, why would Andy Reid come back?
Yeah.
Because if he comes back next year without Mahomes, then he has to come back the following year with Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's not going to say goodbye a year without Mahomes. And if I'm Andy Reid, I might be, that's enough. Let's go. Yeah. I think the fact that, let's not forget, who is the Cowboys and the Lions are your Thanksgiving teams.
Yeah.
Who's your Christmas team? The Chiefs.
Yeah.
They're going to be on Christmas night. You won't see Pat Mahomes.
No.
That's going to suck.
Yeah.
I think that's why maybe people say, hey, man, you know, maybe you want to consider chilling on this whole 18-game schedule thing. Maybe you want to chill because you got three games on Christmas. Christmas Day at 1 o'clock, Cowboys Commanders, 4:30. How about the Lions and the Cowboys both playing on Christmas and Thanksgiving this year?
Are they?
But the Cowboys are on the road in D.C., the Lions on the road in Minnesota.
Huh. I don't know. Well, at least the Lions are good now. It used to be the Cowboys were always good. The Lions always sucked, so you knew the 12 o'clock game was going to be terrible.
Cowboys weren't always good when they hit Gary Hogaboom.
I mean, I know we like to hate on them, but they're a damn good franchise for a long time.
No, that's when I was a Cowboy fan. That's how I remember. Yeah. Gary
Hogaboom.
Quarterbacking on Thanksgiving for the Cowboys. It was Danny White. When you're asking for Danny White, your quarterback sucks. When Danny White was, Danny White was the guy that held the seat down until they got Troy Aikman. Roger Staubach to Danny White.
Yep.
He's a punter. He was the team's punter when Roger Staubach was there.
That's how far back I go. I remember Staubach.
I remember the end of his career. And they were the team that I loved because I was a kid. Why do 20-year-olds love the Patriots now?
They were good when they were,
That's the team that was on TV every week. And your team was on, too, but they won every week. They had all the primetime games. So I became a Cowboy fan because they had the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader movie. Yeah, well, come on, you know me. And they were the team that when they set, they came up with, you know, they were flashy, man. You know? Tom Landry on the sidelines with the fedora and the suits.
Yeah.
Emotionless. He was a cool dude.
Absolutely was.
Yes, I became a Cowboy fan. I did. 18 games, too many. I think 17 games are too many, to be honest with you. Let's leave it here. They're never going to take a dollar back.
They're never
going
to go back to 16. Yeah.
Let's leave it here. Mm-hmm. If anything, I would do this. If you want President's Day, add another bye week during the season. Then you can have Super Bowl President's Day.
Which they're going that way. Anyway.
And then Monday could just be a day off
for
everybody. They would do the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl would be insane if the next day was a holiday.
It'd be a lot better because it's a night game usually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now at least you can enjoy yourself and blow it out and football season's over after tonight and then not have to go to work in the morning.
I know employers would love it for all the excuses that they get the next day anyway for not going to work.
Yeah.
I got the flu. Okay. All right, bro. Yeah. We took shots together last night, but go ahead. Lou and Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I am not for stretching the NFL season out another week. I can't take another Browns loss. It's just, it's horrible. And now you want to go to 18 games? Come on, man.
Hey, let me ask you this. Luke,
it is a little long.
Who?
I think it's a little long of a season. I think it's in my opinion, I think what you were hitting on it, it's taken away from the quality of the product.
Yeah.
And by the end of the season, it's just not good. You know, like you said, Patrick Mahomes is not going to be there at the end of the year. It's going to be, I think that we'll see a lot more of that if they stretch the year out like
that. Were you in favor of 17 games, Lou?
No, not really. 16 seemed to be right. I grew up with 16 games. You know, I was born in 72. And by the way, Rob, how iconic was that Dallas Cowboy cheerleader poster back in the 70s? Come on now.
You mean the one I had?
Half the audience had probably had that poster when they were growing up.
I had that, Sherry Belafonte and Farrah Fawcett.
Yep, Farrah Fawcett, King Kong, Star Wars, and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. They were the posters to have.
Have a good one, my man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, man.
Morning.
Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you.
Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
But listen, I want to comment, right? Y'all said was saying something about the Cowboys and
the bat signal went off.
Games, right?
The star went off in the sky.
Yeah, it definitely went off, man. Went off. I was going to chill it there. I was minding my business, you know, doing my thing. But I think the Cowboys are suffering from primetime fatigue. You know, that was the reason, you know, with their recent struggles. When you think about it, they've been on primetime every single week the past 5 weeks, man, from Thanksgiving, Christmas, this past.
They weren't on primetime. They weren't on primetime Thanksgiving.
It was. What you talking about?
They were not.
That was primetime. That's a primetime game. It's the Chiefs.
It was an afternoon.
There's only three games on Thanksgiving. What are anybody watching? There's only one game at a time.
Primetime is a time of night. It's not.
Give me a headache.
Primetime means the time of night.
What was the primetime game then? The Ravens?
That's the night game. Yes. That's the primetime game.
Well, they've been on odd schedules for the past 5-6 weeks, man. You know, so they need to stop that. Like, honestly, I know they say the Cowboys are America's team and everything, man, but just.
They still
just
say that?
Chill out on them. Yeah, anybody still say that. Everywhere I go, man, you know, different
countries. Everywhere.
Everybody got Cowboys jerseys on, man. Cowboys this, Cowboys that. When the Cowboys lose, like, I even heard about you, Rob, this past weekend. My guy Ben sent me a picture. Y'all was at the something house with the Brewers.
Right.
Somewhere where y'all was at.
Right, he's a Cowboys fan. Right?
Yeah, he was like, man, Rob Long was happy as hell, man. The Cowboys about to be eliminated, man. That's what he was talking about.
That's false. That's a lie. One of you two are lying because you're lying. One of you two are. We did not. He brought up the fact that he was a Cowboys fan, and that was it. There was nothing else said after that.
He said he was going off.
Oh, what are you lying?
You shouldn't have wrote the Ravens.
And I tend to think it's you, Rashawn, because you know how to shine it up, you know?
Yeah, whatever, man.
You know how to shine it up. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Ralph Russo joins us at 8 o'clock to talk some college football. The playoffs begin on Friday. Also, lots of rumors about trades and free agent signings for the Baltimore Orioles, but are you surprised we're not talking about extensions? We'll do that at 7:30. On the other side, Ed Norris, do the hockey.
Yeah, you mentioned the Caps. I was talking about the Caps. I'm going to talk about somebody, a prominent NHL player. Most of you know his name. He just passed the 1,000-point milestone. And is it possible the best rivalry, the most hatred, is in the least likely place in the United States for the NHL? We'll talk about it.
Ed does the hockey up next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.